Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Eamon Torsley. It's Wednesday, October 1st. I hope you're well. Coming up.
Trump doesn't want to lift a finger, but he is raring to go when it comes to firing whoever he wants to.
U.S. government shutdown and heightened security at EU summit. Plus, we will have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning. The U.S. government has shut down, causing widespread disruption for Americans. It ran out of money at midnight, 5 a.m. Irish time, because a deal couldn't be reached to extend federal funding. Thousands of government employees are now being sent home or forced to work without pay, and airlines are warning of possible flight disruption. Senior Democrat Chuck Schumer claims Donald Trump will use the shutdown to make irreversible layoffs.
Trump admitted himself that he is using Americans as political pawns. Democrats do not want a shutdown. We stand ready to work with Republicans to find a bipartisan compromise, and the ball's in their court.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin is among EU leaders attending a summit in Copenhagen today amid heightened security. The Danish capital has been on high alert after a series of unidentified drone sightings at airports and military installations in recent weeks. The United States is sending anti-drone defences to help. A 31-year-old man has been charged with the murder of three members of his family in County Louth. The bodies of his parents, Mark and Louise O'Connor, and his younger brother, Evan, were found at the family home near Tallinstown Village on Monday morning. Robert O'Connor from Drumgowna, Louth Village in County Louth, was remanded in custody before a special sitting of Drogheda District Court last night. News Talk's Jessica Woodlock reports.
Last night, Garda Shane O'Malley from Drogheda Garda Station gave evidence in Drogheda District Court of the arrest, charge and caution of 31-year-old Robert O'Connor from Drumgowna, Louth Village in County Louth. Mr. O'Connor was charged with the murder of his parents, Mark and Louise, and his younger brother, Evan. The court was told Mr. O'Connor made no reply when the charges were put to him. The solicitor for the accused, Paul James Moore, made two applications to the court, one for a psychiatric assessment and another for free legal aid for his client. The judge granted both applications and remanded the accused in custody to appear before Drogheda District Court next Monday, the 6th of October.
Donald Trump says he hopes Hamas accepts his proposed peace deal for Gaza and goes on to live a nice, calm life. The countdown is continuing for Hamas to accept within 3 days before the US president says he will let Israel do what it must do. Mr. Trump says the deal is simple. He just wants the hostages back and some good behavior.
Their leadership has been killed three different times, so they paid a big price. We hope that they're going to have a nice, calm life. Maybe it won't happen. But if it does, it'll be one of the greatest things ever to happen. We'll have actual peace in the Middle East.
The Taoiseach says his department is closely monitoring the welfare of Irish citizens on board the Gaza Peace Flotilla. The flotilla has come under repeated drone attacks during its passage and is now just 10 nautical miles away from the so-called high-risk zone where Israel has intercepted previous flotillas travelling towards the Gaza coast. Simon Harris says he's met this week with a number of relatives of Irish participants involved in the flotilla and has once again contacted EU leaders, raising concerns for the safety and well-being of all those on board. The Minister for Tourism will address concerns for the industry at a major gathering today. The Irish Tourism Industry Confederation's annual conference will hear calls for support in the budget after a drop in visitor numbers. Aidan Delaney reports.
This year's conference is titled Resilience in an Uncertain World and reflects the uneasy feeling many operators have after a more quiet than usual year. CSO numbers for 2025 so far point to an 11% decline in inbound visitor numbers, while the amount spent by those visitors is also down. Tourism Minister Peter Burke will be among a number of high-profile speakers at the event in Kilkenny, with industry leaders saying tourism is at a critical juncture. They want the Dublin Airport passenger cap to be lifted after plans calling for the same were introduced at Cabinet yesterday.
Workers would need to be earning €15.40 an hour just to afford a minimum standard of living. That's according to the Living Wage Technical Group, which has raised the figure from €14.75 to reflect the rise in the cost of living. It means the living wage rate is now €1.90 an hour, higher than the minimum wage. Robert Thornton from the group explains why they felt the need to raise the figures.
This year, the cost of living has increased by about 5.8% from 2024. That's largely been driven by housing costs and also increases in food, energy and insurance costs. The living wage rate needed to afford all these living costs has increased. So it's rising from 14.75 per hour currently to 15.40 per hour for the coming year.
Intense floodings hit the Spanish party island of Ibiza. Roads have turned to muddy rivers and some cars are underwater. There's heavy rain too in Formentera, with weather alerts also in place for Mallorca and Valencia on the mainland. New York's theatre district could soon all but shut down. Broadway actors are preparing to strike, which risks affecting more than 30 shows ahead of its peak season. The Actors' Equity Union represents hundreds of performers and is in a row with owners and operators about healthcare. Sport now, and Liverpool lost for the second game in a row and saw goalkeeper Alisson leave the field injured as they were beaten 1-0 by Galatasaray in the Champions League. Jose Mourinho's Chelsea return ended in defeat as his Benfica side lost 1-0 at Stamford Bridge. Tottenham came from 2-0 down to draw 2-2 with Bodo Glimt in Norway. Well, Newcastle travelled to Belgium to take on Union Saint-Gilloise in one of today's early kickoff, and that's followed by Arsenal hosting Olympiacos and Manchester City taking on Monaco. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.